Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, how one area woman's sobriety and recovery from addiction to alcohol has led to one Eau Claire sober living home for women and another in the works for men. That's ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIV and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The founder of Eau Claire Sober Living is Michelle Marquardt. I spoke with her this past Tuesday, April 13th, and asked her, how did Eau Claire Sober Living come to be?
My journey has been in recovery for the last almost 5 years, actually. Next month and on this day will be my 5-year sober birthday, so I am very proud of that. So my journey in recovery, I had been to treatment one time. They had mentioned to me I should consider sober living, and at the time I just said, no, I can't. My kids are little. I've got to get home. Too many responsibilities. I went home and I lasted 3 months. So the second time when I went back, I said, you know what? I'm willing to do anything. I don't want to go through this anymore. They had mentioned sober living before. I would like to try that. And when I looked for something in Eau Claire, there was nothing here. And that surprised me, given that we have a couple of treatment facilities, one in Chippewa and one in Menominee, Arbor Place and LD Phillips. And I was surprised that there was no sober living here. So I ended up staying in the Twin Cities. And for me, it was such an important step. It allowed me to move back into my life gradually. Because as you learn how to redo life after an addiction, you're relearning how to do everything. I mean, I remember one day I was walking down the sidewalk and I thought, I just have to remember how to breathe. You're just trying to figure out how to be in your own skin, how to manage emotions, how to show up in the world and handle everything without that substance. And so that sober living allowed me to have a place to go back to that was safe and then come out during the day, go do intensive outpatient, go do some work, go interact in the community. But then at night, I could go back to my sober home where I was surrounded by other people in recovery, other women, because the homes are typically either male or female. And I just had that safe place to come back to. And it made such an immense difference for me that I knew once I got done with that experience that I wanted to create something here in Eau Claire for women and men to have that same experience and that same opportunity, because it was just, to me, extremely valuable.
Michelle Marquardt tells us Eau Claire Sober Living began last July with the Rose House.
Yes. So our first house is a women's house. So I opened that one because women is what I know. So so the women's house is the first house, and we're hoping to have a men's opening eventually. We're hoping to have it this year, but with the COVID and everything, things are happening a little slower than I had hoped. But yes.
So up to how many women can you house?
I have 8 beds in my house. We have a house manager who lives on property, and we do a lot of interacting with the ladies. We don't just, it's not just a safe place to stay. It is also a place where, you know, I come in and I teach. I meet with the girls one-on-one. I have a peer support specialist that they meet with, and we help them figure stuff out. If you need help finding a job, do you need a ride someplace, you know, anything that they need, what are they struggling with? We really meet them where they're at and kind of do some coaching and help them, teach them the tools basically that I've learned through recovery, things that I've found helpful. Besides the traditional like 12-step method, there's also a ton of other approaches out there. So that was one of the things that I really wanted to bring to the area as well, is some of the different ideas. You know, smart recovery, there's a lot of different recovery, celebrate recovery, recovery dharma, there's tons of different avenues. But then even beyond that, there's deeper ways to heal. And we bring other people into the house too to help teach. We have an energy worker. We have a nutritionist who's come in. We do trauma groups. There's going to be a trauma group starting up pretty soon as well. So we just really try to meet the girls and where they're at.
So have you already seen people graduate out?
Yes. Yes, we have. And some, you know, as in anything, some people are more successful than others. If you come and stay for 30 days, it's really quite not long enough to really get yourself settled in. We recommend, you know, 3 to 6 months, whatever fits for you. People can stay as long as they need. I've got a couple of girls who've been there, you know, almost a year, and they've been doing really, really well. And recovery is something that you just continue to grow through. So you can come and stay as long as you need. If it's a shorter term stay and you want to come, absolutely everybody's welcome. But we encourage you to stay longer to take as long as you need to heal.
Speaking with Michelle Marquardt on her 5-year sober anniversary, I asked her to contrast a low point in her addiction with where she's at now.
You know, it's really interesting because so much in this world we want to have like just this quick fix, right? Give me a pill, give me something, fix me, boom, I'm in, I'm out, I'm done, let's move on, let's keep going, right? We want to go. recovery is not something that happens that quickly. It's the little things that you do every day. So for me, I created my own sort of recovery program. I have my five pillars that I do every week, if not every day, that involve connection, what I'm feeding my body, how I'm moving my body, spiritual connection, purpose, connection with others, some of those things. And when I do those little things on a regular basis, it's just like lifting weights, right? If you start out with a 5-pound weight, might feel heavy at first, but then pretty soon you're up to 10 and then 15 and then 20 and 25. Over time, you build strength and skills. And so for me, a lot of this past 5 years has been an uncovering, sort of a coming back to my true self, getting to that place where I'm comfortable showing up completely as me. So often we have masks that we wear out in the community and to family or whatever. And for me, part of recovery has just been taking that mask off and just being comfortable with, this is who I am. And sometimes that can feel like a lot to a lot of some people. I have a lot of big energy and a lot of joy. And that's okay. So it was learning how to be comfortable in my own skin and show up as I am, however that is. And some days aren't great days, right? We all have bad days. Some days I feel crummy. Some days I'm sad. Learning to sit with those emotions and sit in the sadness and be okay with myself there as well, or the anxiety or whatever comes up. So it's learning the skills to be confident in that I know how to take care of myself and what I need, and making sure that I'm putting that first. Because especially as women, a lot of times we're worried about taking care of everybody else, right? And we don't take care of ourselves first. It's the old airplane, put your mask, oxygen mask on first and then do others. I never used to understand that. You know, it was like, why would I do that? I'm going to put on my kid first, right? Well, if I'm passed out, I can't take care of my kid. Same thing in life. If I'm not taking care of myself and doing the things that I need, I can't be strong enough to help my children or help anybody else. I wouldn't be strong enough to be helping these women and guiding in this way that I am.
Eau Claire Sober Living founder Michelle Marquardt says,
quite frankly, in my opinion, is we're all recovering from something.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is dealing with some sort of addiction.
We're all recovering sinners. You know,
so. Yeah. We're all recovering from something. We might be numbing ourselves in a multitude of ways. Mm-hmm. It could be shopping. It could be eating. It could be binging on television or video games. It can be work.
Workaholism, I think, is the most applauded addiction.
It is. It's encouraged in our society, unfortunately. But it creates such disconnection, right? You can't, anytime you're escaping from your life to bury yourself in something else, you're not in the moment. You're not here. You're not present. You're not with the people around you. And that's a shame, because everybody is a gift. There are beautiful things in everybody. And that, to speak to that shame and that guilt part too, we all have things that we have shame about and guilt about. Me being in recovery, when I first started talking openly about my addiction, that was extremely hard. The shame that comes with that, like, was immense. But once I started to open up and talk about it, it really alleviated that shame. It was like, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not broken. I did something to try and cope. Luckily, I learned that didn't work very well. So I found other ways, and I found healthier ways and stronger ways, and deepened all of my connections to myself, to my spiritual world, to my friends, my family. I am such a better person on this side. So I can't sit there and go and hide that piece of me, because if it wasn't for that addiction and that stuff that I went through, I would not be sitting here today in the place that I am, mentally, emotionally, physically, all across the board. And my relationships in my life is the best it's ever been. And I'm so grateful for that.
A popular saying in the recovery community is, you keep it by giving it away, meaning that you'll hold on to your sobriety and recovery as you help others do the same, which is precisely what Michelle Marquardt is doing with Eau Claire Sober Living.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I remember being in that place where, you know, people, I'd go to AA meetings or in hear people speak about, oh, it's so beautiful on this other side. And I would think to myself, maybe for you, but I just don't think I'm ever going to get there. I was so hopeless at the end. And you just didn't think that it was going to happen, that life could get any better. And so when you get to the other side here, you can't help but want to bring other people along, because it's like, oh my gosh, you don't have to suffer like that. You don't have to struggle like that. And I know some things, and these people know some things, and gather all the information that you can from here and there and wherever to be able to pull yourself out of that place and see that you can have an amazing life. It can get better. You do have the control to be able to change your life. Oh. Anybody can.
It's not lost on Marquardt what a huge issue problem drinking is in Wisconsin, with the state annually recognized as being home to 9 of the 20 drunkest cities in the United States.
Yeah, it is. And I guess that's one of the, I guess I should look at myself a little bit as a miracle, because it's like, if I can get clean and sober in this environment, dang.
Right. You know, it's like, exactly.
This is a lifestyle here. Yeah. And that took some time to adjust to, right? I mean, that first year when I was getting clean and sober, I didn't go out to bars. I can go to a bar now. I really don't care to. It doesn't do anything for me. But I had to find new ways to enjoy my life and without the alcohol. And that did. It took a little while, right? And that's why we come together as people in recovery, because we have something in common and we can start to heal together. And then we can find out that, you know what, I can go out and be around other people who are having a glass of wine, and it doesn't bother me. It doesn't draw to me as much. But this is, it's very much a lifestyle here. And I think there's a lot of people that don't even realize how much they depend on using that glass of wine to unwind, or that those beers or whatever. And we do, we drink to excess here. I remember I went out to California at one point, and I was shocked that they didn't drink out there like we drink here.
Huh.
And they could go out and have one glass of wine, and they don't drink and drive. And it was a completely different culture. And I, having been born and raised here in Wisconsin, where it was just such a part of everything here and to excess, I was shocked to learn that not everybody lives like this. Not everybody drinks like we do, and that it's not normal, and that we don't need to do that to enjoy camaraderie with other people. Because that's one of the things that I noticed was, well, now how am I going to connect and have camaraderie if I don't have this, if I'm not drinking? And I figured out how to do that. It's like, I am still me. I'm a ton of fun. That's the other thing I've learned about people in recovery. Alcoholics are a whole lot of fun. We are some of the most fun people because typically we're the ones that are having a great time out at the bars. Well, guess what? That's who we are, even when you take the alcohol away. Hmm. We have crazy sense of humor and just an awesome good time. So that's one of the reasons that I enjoy being around other people in recovery too, because we kind of share that same energy. We don't need to have the alcohol or the drug to enjoy life and to be crazy and silly and be ourselves.
Michelle, what's the vision then in terms of where Eau Claire Sober Living is at? You have the house for up to 8 women. Where would you like to see this go?
I would love to see that house be full. We just got a gift donation from an anonymous donor. So we have some scholarships available, which is great. And I would love to get the men's house up and running. So just continuing to grow our sober community here for the people that are in recovery, and also for those who are starting to go, you know what? There's people out there that actually like to go do things that don't involve alcohol, and just creating more of that community here where it's more of the norm, less that, you know, it's the unusual, like, why aren't you drinking? I would love to see the sobriety community sort of spread into Eau Claire and get stronger and just have more options for everybody.
And finally, I asked Michelle Marquardt, for those interested in Eau Claire Sober Living for themselves or others, or who may want to support it, what should they do?
You can go to my website, ecsoberliving.com. We also have an 800 number, 1-800-989-3068. Be happy to reach out, talk to anybody. I'm happy to talk to anybody who has any questions, who is just seeking or needs some advice or isn't sure. You know, don't hesitate to give us a call. You know, we're not scary. And I do some coaching on the side as well for people that are, maybe they don't want to, they're not ready to come into the house, or they're not in a place where that's necessary. I do some coaching and that sort of thing as well to help people in that avenue.
Terrific. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you so much for having me today. It's been a pleasure.
Michelle Marquardt, the founder of Eau Claire Sober Living, the website, as she mentioned, ecsoberliving.com. That's ecsoberliving.com. They already have the Rose House, which can house up to 8 women who are seeking sober living, and again, working on opening the Art House, which will be for men. Our thanks to Michelle for being our guest on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Find our podcast at WWIB.com. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.